There's a lot going on at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company these days as finishing touches are put on its new Over the Rhine Theater facility that's set to open in September. But if you are yearning for some classic theater over the summer, you need to pay attention to the company's free Shakespeare in the Park tour that kicks off later this week. Here to tell us more is Cincinnati Shakespeare's artistic director, Brian Isaac Phillips. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the concept of Shakespeare in the Park, I think, has to have been at least in part inspired by Elizabethan times when all those theaters that were kind of open air and that sort of thing. But then in the 20th century, we've got Shakespeare in the Park and Central Park in New York City. And so it has become a tradition in America and probably other places around the world. And it has become a tradition here in Cincinnati. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, this is our 11th anniversary season providing free Shakespeare in the Park for the region.
And it is truly a touring program. It's not like some places where they set up in a park 2 weeks and people can come and see things. So talk a little bit about what exactly, this is a tour that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll end up seeing over 35 different locations between the middle of July and the end of August. So we make sure that the set and technical requirements are able to move around pretty easily so that we can perform in a wide variety of facilities. So sometimes it's Washington Park and sometimes you're in an open field, but either way, we're able to accommodate the space to bring the performance to life.
And you're even occasionally inside. I went to a performance last summer of Romeo and Juliet at the Dunham Center, and it was raining that day,
yep.
And it moved inside.
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, and it worked just fine there, too. I mean, your actors have to be very adaptable to do that. And speaking of adaptable, these pieces are adaptations. They're only about 90 minutes long. That's a lot shorter than Shakespeare plays usually are. Can you talk a little bit about the nature of the productions that you're presenting?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that the shows are able to finish before sunset. So instead of doing a three-hour version of Romeo and Juliet, we just are intelligent in how we cut the play down so that it's able to fit within a 90-minute to two-hour block. So we don't necessarily adapt any of the text. It is Shakespeare's original text. We just choose to not give you all of it every night.
It's got all the juicy bits, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
But all the famous speeches, all the important scenes are all there.
Absolutely. And I think what's really fun with this brand new production of Merry Wives of Windsor that we're staging, and Jeremy Dubin is staging it for us, is that I remember having a conversation with Barbara Gaines at Chicago Shakespeare once about Merry Wives. And she said, "Do you know what that play needs is judicious cutting?" And I think Jeremy's done a very good job of doing that and making sure that the best bits are in and some of the confusing subplot pieces are less present.
The other part that's reduced is the number of actors who you use doing this. It's usually a half a dozen. Is that what?
Yeah, absolutely. So with it being our touring production, all of the roles are played by six different actors. Each actor plays three or four roles a piece. So we're looking for very versatile actors when we're casting these shows so that they can play multiple characters.
Multiple genders.
Multiple genders, absolutely. Yeah. And the costume shop does a fantastic job. Amanda McGee creating different costumes and different looks so that as each new character enters, the audience is able to easily identify that as a brand new character.
So you are in parks that are all over three states. In fact, I see that you're doing a production in Louisville.
Yeah, so three states, Kentucky, Indiana, and of course, Ohio. And we have a partnership this year with the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival in Louisville, where they're bringing us in for a residency while they are in between two of their Shakespeare in the Park productions. Well,
that's the first time that's happened, isn't it?
Correct. It's a really great new collaboration.
Right. But around here or around the edges of here, you're going to be out in Northgate, in Cleves, in Westchester, Mason, Fairfield. You're in Batesville, Indiana, in Burlington, and Edgewood, and Maysville in Kentucky. I mean, you're going to spend as much time on the road as performing, I think. So the actors who are the six, I know they are all part of your acting company, your resident ensemble. They are often some of your younger performers, though.
Correct.
Have we seen any of them on stage in other productions?
No, these are six brand new performers. So one of the big changes that's happening as the company is growing is we're able to actually separate our touring company outside of the main stage ensemble so that we're able to meet the demand that we have for these tours in the park and our educational program. So this is an educational touring company, and it's brand new actors that we're bringing to the region that Cincinnati audiences and the region's audiences will be meeting for the first time.
And eventually we will see them on your new stage.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about how do you cast them? Is it the same six in both productions?
Correct. So we find them from a wide variety of places. So we attend the Southeastern Theater Conference. We have local auditions. We did some New York casting. And once we have that group together, Jeremy Dubin spends time casting them once we see who we think is going to fit best where. There is a third touring show, which is educational only, that is the Scottish play, which they will audition for once they arrive. So they get cast for that first show based on that first audition, and then we cast them after we see their work.
And you made quick reference to it. These productions have a life beyond the summer, beyond the parks, because they become your touring productions during the school year. You want to talk a little bit about how that works?
Yeah. So after the summer park season closes, we take these to area high schools within a two-hour and sometimes beyond a radius of the city to be able to go to high schools, colleges, recreation centers, community event centers, and they basically will continue to run all the way through May 2018. So what's great is there's a lot of opportunity to see these shows in a wide variety of venues, but also how familiar the actors become with the pieces after living in those roles for a year is always a really fascinating thing to see.
I also have to imagine that it is an interesting learning process for them as performers to have to adapt to God knows how many different venues and that sort of thing. They have to be really flexible, and that makes them better as performers, I would
absolutely
imagine.
It's one of the things that we promise when you join this company is that your acting chops are going to become very sharp, because having to deal with rain or a venue changing or performing in a cafeteria perhaps while Sloppy Joes are being prepared, there are things that are going on that you have to be able to stay focused on what you're doing, and it makes you a much stronger actor than when you first join.
So this summer's two productions are Romeo and Juliet and Merry Wives of Windsor. I hope most of you who are out there listening know Romeo and Juliet. What you might not know about Merry Wives of Windsor is that's the play with Falstaff in it. Or it's one of the plays with Falstaff, but it's the play that was written because Falstaff was so popular from the history plays that Shakespeare said, well, let's do a reprise of him, and Merry Wives of Windsor came out of that. And it's a very funny show. Do you want to say a little bit more about what it's about?
Yeah. So Falstaff basically needs money, and he figures the best way to get it is to woo a couple of local ladies so that he can then basically pilfer the money off of them. Both of those women, Mistress Ford and Mistress Page, are married, and they're both very smart women and know exactly what he's up to, and basically put him through a trial of major comic proportions to show that they're not fools and that he is actually the fool. We like to say that it's where Shakespeare invented the sitcom.
In some of your publicity, it also says that it's the process of conning the con man.
Yes.
And that's a great description of it, too. So do you have any tips for attendees, things people ought to think about when they're coming to a park to see it?
You know, I think make sure that you check what the weather is going to be like so you can dress appropriately. Sometimes when it rains just a little bit, we'll take a pause in the performance and then continue. Make sure if you're wanting to bring a picnic or something like that, that you check whether or not that park allows bottles of wine or not. But most of all, just be prepared to have a good time. It is an interactive experience. We like to really play with the audience. Jeremy's got a lot of great plans for music and songs and dancing to compliment Merry Wives. So I think show up, be ready to have a good time, and it's going to be a summer evening you won't forget.
You do, if I recall correctly, you have a portable sound system that amplifies the actors' voices, even in an outdoor setting, so that they are easy to hear. People are also encouraged to bring chairs, blankets, whatever, so that they are comfortable with what they're watching. And maybe get there a little bit early if they really want a good seat.
Yeah, absolutely, to get up close.
Well, Free Shakespeare in the Park, presented by Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, has its first free performances of Merry Wives of Windsor next weekend at Eden Park on Friday at 7 and in Washington Park on Sunday evening at the same time. Admission is indeed free, and no reservations are required. For more information about these productions and a full schedule of their locations, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's Brian Phillips about this great tradition. Thanks for taking the time for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.